This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States' 20-year presence in Afghanistan is over. A senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and the Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights from Sunday into Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday that some 6,000 Americans have left Afghanistan, but she said there are still a small number who have yet to make it out. Psaki added, "We are continuing to work to evacuate American citizens." She also said, "Our commitment is enduring, even as we bring our men and women from the military home." Psaki denied reports that the U.S. evacuation of Afghan partners, including special immigrant visa applicants, stopped after last Thursday's suicide bombing. That attack was claimed by Islamic State's Afghanistan branch, and the bombing killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous. Those hours were highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport. The Islamic State in Afghanistan also claimed that attack, and no one was injured as far as we know so far. You can follow the proceedings in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.